Hi, I'm Willis Kern. Thanks for choosing Sound Money on GLT, and thanks for listening to the Sound Money Podcast.
Support for GLT comes from Justin M. Boyd, financial representative at Country Financial, offering clients a one-on-one experience to meet all of their financial and insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and retirement options. More at facebook.com/JustinBoydCountry. This is GLT.
So it kind of developed from our professor, Professor Elizabeth Reed, and her and all the other professors really put an emphasis on sustainability in our fashion program. And then we took the idea from a combination of other sources, other people who were already doing this fix it, mend it, free service kind of idea. So one of those people is Patagonia. Patagonia has the Worn Wear Truck, which offers free fixing, mending services, which they've always offered. But now it's in a truck and it drives around and it fixes specifically Patagonia products. Other people, like there's a specific professor who was offering services to homeless individuals, and that was not as much focused on sustainability, but more on just helping the community. And we kind of took these two ideas and melted them together.
So it's a food truck concept, but you don't have an actual truck that you drive around, but you pop up like a food truck does, right?
Right, yeah. We don't actually have a truck. I don't think they would let us drive a truck a lot of the places that we're going, because half of the time we will be indoors, and that's, I would assume, frowned upon.
Well, and driving trucks around town is not sustainable anymore, right?
It really isn't, yeah. And it kind of defeats the purpose. So we are food truck style, though, like you said, where the location differs. You kind of have to keep tabs on us, and we'll keep tabs on you and see where we'll set up our table.
So you want to keep people from discarding items like a shirt that maybe has lost some buttons or has a rip in it. Instead of throwing these items away, you want them to have them value it, correct?
Exactly. We want to increase the value, increase that cost per wear, and also keep it out of the secondhand market, because that's really not any more sustainable than throwing it in the trash.
You had the first Fix It Friday a couple of weeks ago on the ISU campus. How did that go?
That went pretty well. We had a pretty good turnout, much more than we expected, considering it was the first time, and we didn't really do any paper advertising. It was all through social media, and it was a lot of students and also a few professors.
So what sorts of items were repaired or fixed at this Fix It Friday?
Mostly a lot of seams that had come undone, buttons, like you said, little rips, a couple giant rips, depending on kind of where, but it was mostly from stress and that kind of thing on the fabric, those tears that you would wear, normal wear and tear.
And this is absolutely free to the person who comes up to your location?
Absolutely. Completely free. No tips needed. No nothing. Maybe a few words of advice, but completely free.
So we're talking about maybe rips, although I guess it's fashionable to have rips in jeans, but some clothing, it's not so fashionable. So you repair those, you put buttons on. What other sort of items do you work with? What are the most popular at events like this?
Ooh, that's a difficult one. I think buttons, like you said, on button-up shirts, dress shirts, those higher cost items, those items that are not so casual, aren't supposed to be raw on the edges and things like that, where people don't want to reinvest the money and they also want to keep from throwing away. Maybe it's their favorite item, and so we're fixing those wovens and those knit materials.
How do you convince people who have been raised in a throwaway society not to throw away that old shirt and that old scarf or that old pair of gloves or whatever it is? How do you convince them?
You know, I'm a strong believer that you can't make someone want to do something. You can really only put the bug in their ear. You can offer your free service and take it out of their hands as much as possible and just educate people. It's really about our industry, the fashion industry, my industry specifically, you know, is very closed doors in a lot of ways. And I think people want to make the right decision and they just don't have the information.
The fashion industry is not, as you mentioned, not the most sustainable out there. In fact, I think it's one of the least sustainable industries next to maybe the oil industry. So how do you affect change from within in order to get the outsiders, you know, the consumers to do it?
I think a lot of it is, like I said before, that having an open door, having a very transparent supply chain from the corporation side of things, and also really considering the post-consumer side of design, when, you know, companies have a responsibility as well as consumers have a responsibility to consider, you know, do I need this item? And also, what is going to happen to this item if I make this in the first place?
Some gains are being made in areas like the food industry when it comes to sustainability. There's a popularity now of farm-to-fork restaurants, the whole concept of co-op, food co-ops. There's a grocery store in Bloomington that's opening up that's a food co-op. Do you see the fashion industry catching on, maybe, and seeing, hey, this is maybe not the wave of the future, but this is certainly going to help a lot.
Absolutely. I think in trend forecasting in different areas like that, we see often that food and fashion kind of go hand in hand. They play off each other, they mimic each other, they run parallel. And I'm hoping that it's more than a trend. I'm hoping that this trend really turns into a lifestyle. It turns into the new way of doing things. You know, we need a new revolution, so to speak, in the fashion industry, in the food industry in general, to promote sustainability and really consider what we're doing in the long run.
So give us the details of the next Fix It Friday event. Where is it? And then any subsequent ones you have planned?
Yeah, absolutely. So our next Fix It Friday will be in Uptown Normal, hopefully right by the Children's Discovery Center. And it'll be from 3 to 6 in the afternoon.
And that'll be this Friday.
Correct. And then moving forward, we're hoping to be in downtown Bloomington, inside the Coffee Hound, actually, in the morning. So probably 8 a.m. to noon, something like that, kind of catch those early morning coffee people.
Lauren Barker is a fashion design and merchandising student at Illinois State University. She's also the Fix It Friday coordinator for ISU. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
I'm Willis Kern.